Hello.
Hey, how you doing? This is Taffer Customer Support giving you a call back. What can I assist you with today?
You with Sublime?
With
Sublime
what,
Gadgets? Who are you with?
We are a call center with over 100 companies and products. To better assist you, can I have your zip code?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got your phone number off our bank statement for a charge for $69.97.
To better assist you, can I have your zip code?
72202.
You say your first and last name was what?
Mark Roper.
Okay, Mr. Roper, can you verify your shipping address for me?
1901 Marshall Street, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72202.
Okay, give me just a moment while I take a look into your account. Okay, so I do see that you have our Melody Pods and our Melody Watch that was delivered to you on the 10th of February.
Right, but the thing about it, the watch and stuff was free. All that was supposed to be paid was shipping and handling.
No, sir, it was on a free trial. You had 14 days for your trial was up, and then you was charged the full amount for the product.
No, ma'am, that was not stated anywhere. That was not said, and it was not told to us.
It was stated in your terms and conditions, sir.
No, ma'am, that was not said. We were told that they were free. All we had to pay was shipping and handling. This will be corrected, or something will be done over it, I guarantee you. Because that was not stated, it was not publicized.
Sir, it was in your terms and conditions before you submitted the order that you have, that in 14 days your trial will end and you will be charged the full amount for the product. But as a courtesy, I would love to offer you 35% back on that charge.
That'd be a lot more than 35%. Because we were not told about this charge.
Okay, sir, I'm going to put you on a brief hold while I speak to my supervisor, see what I can better do.
Terms and conditions, my hind end. Speaking to her supervisor.
You know what? That's what I'm saying. You don't even say you have no idea who you're messing with. You have no idea. It would be to your benefit to fix your situation.
Don't be afraid to tell him.
Okay, sir, so I spoke with my supervisor. She did approve of me to issue you back 50% refund on that charge.
50%?
Yes, sir. That's the most I can do because it is a valid charge, sir, because it stated that in your terms and conditions that they was going to give you a final charge, one-time fee charge, and you will no longer be charged again. So I will issue you back the amount of $34.99, okay?
$34.99. All right, but you don't have any idea who you're dealing with. This will be something will be done over it, I guarantee you. because this was not. When's the money going to be back?
Give me just a moment, sir. Give me just a moment while I get it. Try to get the prices first. Give me just a moment. I'm trying to get the prices and put you on another hold.
I can't believe that. I can't believe they did that. That's just a way to sucker people into getting stuff. She said it's in the terms and conditions that after 14 days, you're charged full price.
No, put it in there. I read that.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. I know that. Exactly.
You just didn't know that. They're
embezzling people's money. You got friends and worrying around the things that you don't even see on there.
Yeah. I told her it wasn't in there.
You need to tell them that it's embezzlement. Let them know that they don't know who that when they get supervised there. Tell them what Daddy said.
Okay, sir. So it's not letting me process you a refund. So what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to get you transferred over to the supervisor, okay?
Okay.
Give me just a moment.
I don't want to be able to speak to people. I don't know who they are.
Well, it sure was not in the terms and conditions.
Yes, it was in terms of conditions, sir, and I'd be happy to give you that website and you go take a look at the terms of conditions yourself. Matter of fact, we can read over them together.
Ma'am, they were read. We know what we read. We're not ignorant. We are college-educated people.
I'm not calling you ignorant, sir, and I'm glad that you are college-educated.
But we know that. Someone is trying to take advantage of people by doing this, and that is wrong.
I can assure you nobody's trying to take advantage of you, sir.
Well, something's going to have to be done, that's for sure.
Well, sir, I'm going to get you transferred over to the supervisor. Any concerns that you have, you can give it to them, okay?
All right.
Give me just a moment while I get everything, all your information sent over to them.
They have to know that they took this to people. Because this is what that activity is. It's fallen and it's invisible. They even have to know that they
took it. Oh, did you see?
Okay, Mr. Ruffle, I'm getting you transferred over now. You have a great day. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Okay, good day.